It's now time for the Wallops and Assateague Islands Report. Here's your host, Robin Rothschild.
Good afternoon. I'm Robin Rothschild, and welcome to the Wallops Island Report. I am here this afternoon with Amy Davis. Amy is Program Manager for NASA for the Robotics Alliance Project at Wallops. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Robin.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, just to tell our listeners, the 2013 first robotics competition kicked off on January 5th. And Amy, this is your baby. So why don't we start out by you telling our listeners a little bit about the whole first robotics competition program.
All right. Well, the first robotics competition is geared towards high school students. And this competition is a worldwide competition. There's over 40 countries that participate. And every year, students are challenged with a new game and a six-week time frame to build a working robot to compete in this game. The dimensions of the robot normally stay the same, so the robot weighs 120 pounds without a battery, and it extends up to roughly 5 feet tall.
Oh.
The students have, like I said, 6 weeks to design and build this robot, and then they have to wrap it up, set it aside until it's time for their competition. So then when they travel to their competitions, our local teams here usually compete in Baltimore, Maryland, or Richmond, Virginia, sometimes Washington, D.C. as well. When they go to competition, they'll compete, they'll form an alliance with two other teams, and they'll compete three teams against three teams. So it's an excellent opportunity for these students to have hands-on engineering, gain engineering skills, but then at the same time, all the teams are run like a business, and it's run by all the students. So the students cover all areas of graphic design, photography, videography, marketing. There's a huge list.
So they're even marketing their product, so to say, to when they go to these competitions and
they
having
are.
Flyers and whatnot.
They are. In fact, there's judges at these competitions. So even if the robot doesn't perform very well, teams can still earn awards and an opportunity to go to the World Championships based on the performance of their team in their community or other skills that they may have gained. Maybe they came up with a marketing plan that was pretty impressive, or they came up with a video animation. There's a number of areas where the teams can excel. And not to mention, there's $16 million in college scholarships available this year to students who participate, not
wow.
just for those who build the robot, but for all members of the team. So it's pretty exciting.
Because the team, as you were mentioning, some of the team members will physically be building the robot, where other ones will be working on the marketing or the website or whatever other issues they are involved in this whole competition.
Absolutely, because not everyone likes the mechanical portion of the build. So, there's a spot for everyone on the team, and there's so much to learn that it really is an impressive program.
Let me ask you, the first robotics competition, that's the actual name of this competition, but you were mentioning that FIRST is an acronym.
It is. It is for the inspiration and recognition of science and technology. So once again, this whole program is all about STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math, and promoting that in high school students. So hopefully they'll pursue careers in those areas.
You know, we are so fortunate to have Wallops in the middle, basically dab in the middle of Delmarva, that, you know, you offer these things to these local high school students. What areas are incorporated in your jurisdiction?
As far as schools go, we have four counties that are involved right now. Essentially, I cover Maryland's Eastern Shore and Virginia, and I'm hoping to one day cover Lower Delaware as well, so I'd have the whole Delmarva Peninsula. So right now we have four teams. We have a team in Wicomico County at Parkside High School. Mm-hmm. We have a team in Worcester County, and they're based at Stephen Decatur High School. We have a team in Accomack County, and they're based in Hancock, Virginia. And then we have a team in Northampton County, and they're based in Metchpongo, Virginia.
How many students are there per team?
Per team on the shore, for our standards, most teams have anywhere from 15 to 20 students who participate regularly most of the time. This time frame or this time of year, students meet 6 days a week.
Wow.
After school and all day Saturday. And usually the last week before they have to pack their robot up, they will put in a Sunday as well and a couple of really late nights on top of that. But these students, after they get out of high school for the day, and they come in and work on the robots and then still manage to keep their grades up and come up with ideas, and they just look forward to coming out and being a part of this program.
Amy, you've been doing this now. We were talking earlier because we've spoken for a couple years now. It's been 4 years?
4 years. I don't know where the time's gone.
I don't either.
It has flown by. Every season's been a little different, and I've been able to do a little more and a little more. So it's definitely exciting.
And just for our listeners, this program, this first robotics competition, this is over 20 years old.
Yes, it is. And there's teams scattered all over the country. Just in the United States alone, there's about 1,500 to 1,600 teams.
Oh, my goodness.
So there's a lot of people involved. Some of the larger teams can have up to 60, 70 students on it. We've gone to competition where teams have come in on buses just packed with students. So it's really a lot.
I can imagine that to have this on, for lack of a better word, on a student's resume when they're applying for college, I bet this does, they take a look at this, I would assume.
They sure do. I do a lot of letters of recommendation for college, and a lot of colleges, because this program's been in place for so long, they're becoming more and more familiar with the program. A lot of students with the skills that they've developed by being a part of these teams are highly desirable to the more competitive colleges. Mm-hmm. So our students are rising to the top for acceptance into the Virginia Tech, UVA, a lot of higher profile schools, not to mention the fact that when it comes time for the summer and the students are home and they're looking for a summer job, these kind of skills are highly desirable up at Wallops. Mm-hmm. For engineering fields, and a lot of contractors and NASA groups are constantly keeping their eyes open for students with these kind of backgrounds. So it really does help the students, not only in their academic careers, but also their professional careers.
Well, just the commitment that they make, the time commitment to do something like this is just remarkable when you're talking about high school students.
Yes, the students are very committed. They're unlike any other group of students you'll ever meet. And they quite literally eat, breathe, sleep, and live for this season. And by the time they get done with the season, which essentially ends at the end of April, they already can't wait for it to start again at the beginning of the year while the rest of the adults are exhausted.
You know, I actually, a couple months ago, went to the open house over at the Marine Science Consortium right
yes.
there at Wallops. And there was a young man there, and he had the 2012 robot with him, and it was playing basketball.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. It was so cool.
The basketball game was really great because everyone could relate to basketball.
Yes,
and
yep.
It was a lot of fun to take on the road to all the festivals because you had this robot that could shoot basketballs all over the place and essentially play with everyone.
And it would like throw the ball to you.
Yes, that's right.
Couldn't believe it. Amy, you also were mentioning when we were talking in the room outside that the adult portion of this competition is that you need mentors.
Absolutely. We don't need just engineering mentors, although the more the better. All of the local teams are desperate for mentors. We have parents, just regular housewives. We also have mechanics. We have lawyers, bankers. Doesn't really matter what your background is, but if we have the adult mentorship in there, then we have the students are willing to learn just about whatever they can. And I know especially there's a lot of men out there who like to tinker in their garages and stuff, and this is the absolute project for them to work on. And there's a lot of women out there, I don't want to be sexist here by defining roles, but there's a lot of moms out there with terrific organizational skills, mm-hmm. and backgrounds that help form the other parts of the team, keep us organized, stuff like that. We can use all the help we can get, and with such a large area, we're looking for anyone.
In all these areas?
Oh, absolutely.
Why don't you take us through the whole competition? I don't think a lot of our listeners realize that these kids, they'll go to like either Baltimore or down across the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel to even get their instructions. Like, it just starts with them picking up basically an envelope, right?
Something similar to that. On Saturday, January the 5th, what happened was the new game for 2013 was announced. So there were staging areas all over the U.S., and you could watch from home on your computer. But there was a video stream that detailed what the game was. And this year, the game is essentially a Frisbee toss, but a little more complicated than that. So we have the robots will pick up and throw Frisbees into scoring goals that are almost 8 feet high. And then there are two pyramids on the field with three different levels, height levels. And for each height level that the robot can climb and hang off of, there's additional scoring points. So, of course, the higher they go, the more points it is. Now, the highest rung is 7.5 feet tall. So it takes a little more skill than just running around the field and throwing Frisbees, although that sounds pretty hard enough as
yeah,
it is.
Exactly.
But to have a 120-pound robot, and actually when you put batteries and bumpers, it takes the robot up to 150 pounds. So to have that kind of weight hanging off of these towers is really something. Now, the students have 6 weeks to design and build from that date. So while the students here on the shore were gathered at the Marine Science Consortium to find out what the new challenge was, then we had runners from other teams that drove to Baltimore and to Hampton, Virginia to pick up these kit of parts. Every team gets a fresh kit of parts, little goodies to build their robot, and of course there's all kinds of details on what they can and can't do. So these runners drive and bring the kits of parts back, and the students begin designing and building actually on Saturday afternoon.
Wow.
So when their 6 weeks is up, they'll go ahead and pack up the robot, and they'll wait for me to pick their team up. I pick up all their equipment and their robots and travel with them to deposit all that stuff to their competition location. Kids will leave on a Wednesday night, and then they won't come home until Saturday night, very late Saturday night after the competition's over. Now, hopefully, they'll have earned a spot at the competition to advance to the championships, which is everyone's dream. This year is the last year that the championships will be held in St. Louis, Missouri, and who knows where it'll be the next 3 years after that. The NASA House team was fortunate enough to travel to St. Louis 2 years ago.
Yes.
And I can tell you right now, traveling with 20 students, and we camped out in tents. The program is very expensive, so you'll see the kids out fundraising throughout the year. There's a lot of fundraising events. They also put on clinics for younger students so that they can inspire them and get them on the path to learning about robots, and hopefully they'll be a part of the team as they get old enough to participate. So team members are all over the place. You'll also see them not only fundraising, but they also collect materials to send to the troops overseas, collecting coats for people who are in need of cold weather gear. There's a lot of things that they do in their community as well. So they're very well-rounded students, and whether or not they place in the championships, every student who participates on the team puts in a huge effort, and not to be a cliche, they're all winners in my book. Yes. Because they have just worked so hard, and they have a good time doing it.
You know, I have high school, and I use high school interns from mostly from Arcadia or Chincoteague High School, and I had one particular young lady a couple years ago, Stephanie, who was from Arcadia High School and who was on the robotics team, and that's the first time I really got it, you know, a inside view of what mm-hmm. these kids do. I mean, when she left the radio station, she was on her way to that robotics meeting, and she is just doing so well now. I think she's at Old Dominion University. I mean, she's mm-hmm. just flourishing. And, you know, I saw that something like this also gives them so much confidence.
It does. And I think part of that confidence, not to mention, well, beginning with the kids are in charge of everything. So that builds up a confidence level. But by the time they get to competition, when the judges roll around, adults don't talk. The judges don't want to hear from the adults. So the students are the ones who are talking about what they've done throughout the year, what they've done to build the robot, and what they've done to promote their team. So I think that in the end, by the end of the season, the students are more talkative. They carry themselves with more confidence. They present themselves yeah. with more confidence. And it's been rewarding. This is my fourth season. And we have a few students who have been hired on as NASA co-ops. We have, that, you know, the college kids come home to visit and tell me, you know, it was so great. What I learned on the team has helped me in school, gave me an edge, put me ahead of the other students. Mm-hmm. And also, when they do come back and work in their summer internships at Wallops, it's easier to place these students because they have these really great skills.
Now, when the teams go to get their supplies, does every team get the same supplies?
Yes. The only difference is that the rookie teams, the first-year teams, they get a few more bits and pieces
okay.
Just to start them off so that they're on the same level as all the other teams.
Great. Yeah, I was really wondering about that. So
yes.
it is a level playing field here.
Absolutely. All the competitions are conducted exactly the same. The same rules apply to everyone. There's uniformity throughout, just to make sure that that it is a fair competition.
Well, I know, Amy, I can't wait to see this year's robot. Because when I saw that robot playing basketball and knowing that these kids built this thing, it was just amazing. You really can't get the full picture unless you see these robots in action.
Oh, absolutely. So be on the lookout. The kids will, if they don't show them off before they pack them up in February, then they'll be out on the road in May. So
now, Amy, let's talk a little bit about you're mentioning that you also do outreach for the younger children in the community as well.
Yes, my duties aren't just limited to FIRST Robotics. There's also FIRST Lego League, and FIRST Lego League has two different age groups. So it covers ages 6 to 9, and then from ages 9 to 14. These are really great programs. They use the Lego Mindstorms, and they build robots that perform certain tasks, and it's all timed as well. So these in the skills that the kids learn in first Lego League builds so that they can go right into the first robotics competitions. Mm-hmm. I also work with Vex Robots, and I promote any form of STEM education through robotics. So I work with the schools, and not just the schools, but parent groups or any group that might be interested in maybe starting a club, a hobby, or a competitive team. I help them select a program, and then I provide whatever technical support I can and try to help them get set up.
You know, I mean, us living here on the shore and in the Delmarva area, we are so lucky to have Wallops here and what's going on over at Wallops Island with the Antares rocket and just all these rocket launches coming up. And, you know, really getting the word out that the STEM, which is science,
technology, engineering, and math,
this is where the real growth is for the whole country. I mean, even just watching regular TV, I will see the president, I think he has got an advertisement out there talking about if kids really want a great future, get in some kind of STEM career, because it's just taking off. It's crazy. And there's all these different projects that these our local students can be involved in, as well as scholarships and internships. It's just fabulous.
Yes, it is. And, you know, NASA is going to need, you know, more engineers, more scientists, and we are very fortunate to have Wallops here on the shore and all the contractors that support NASA for that. So we have a lot of mentors from a wide range of contractors on the base, which definitely helps.
It's got to. Before you go, I do want to touch on this. Did you mention it was $16 million in scholarship money?
It's a little over $16 million in college scholarships. Now, I will say that there's a few scholarships still open for the 2013 season. But if you're a student who's not going to graduate this year, mm-hmm. then it's a great time to consider being on a team. And it's not too late to be on a team. You can join at any time. The more, the merrier. But looking ahead to next year, college scholarship opportunities usually come out around September. So already having prior experience on the team helps. Also helps to narrow your range. Now, some of these college scholarships are school-specific. Some of them are also major-specific. And most of them deal with careers in some form of science, math, technology, that sort of thing. But, you know, it's worthwhile to check it out, and every little bit helps. Some scholarships are like $1,000 a year, $5,000 a year. I've seen full rides, up to $20,000 a year, and it's nothing to turn your nose up at.
Where do they go? Do they go to NASA's website?
FIRST actually has a website. It's www.usfirst.org. And there's a little tab on there for FIRST Robotics Competition and then scholarships. Very easy to access.
And they can also anybody can get in touch with you through that website.
Actually, they can get in touch with me through the NASA Wallops website. My email is amy.l.davis@nasa.gov. And so if you're interested in joining a team or forming a team or you need more information, send me an email.
Or want to be a mentor.
That's right. Or definitely to be a mentor. Just send me an email and I'll point you in the right direction.
Oh, Amy, it's just great seeing you. And thank you so much. And thank you for all you do.
Well, thank
working
you.
Working with these kids. We have been talking with Amy Davis. She's program manager for NASA Robotics Alliance Project at Wallops Island. This concludes the Wallops Island Report today. I'm Robin Rothschild. Have a wonderful afternoon.
This has been the Wallops and Assateague Islands Report on 90.7 WSDL.